We're starting to hear more and more about the possibility of some crop disease issues. I'm Keith Weinberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is being brought to you by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact a local agent today. Over the course of the last few days, that's exactly what Darren Hefty with the Hefty Seed Company and Ag PhD has been hearing. Weather concerns, and with it, some talk about more disease pressure.
You know, I get a lot of calls from growers about problems in fields every year and what can we do to solve this problem.
Yeah.
But this year, Keith, I actually got a lot of calls of, wow, it looks so good out there. So that was kind of nice for a change. It's been a few years since that's been the case. But that said, there still are a number of problems out there guys are trying to deal with. And one that we've been talking about already today at Husker Harvest Days is crown rot. On the corn down at the base of the plant, we're seeing the plant get even mushy. And if you see some of that out in your field, you need to move your harvest date up or you're going to have trouble with stalks that are starting to fall over.
Yeah, so talking more on the corn side of there, soybeans, we've been hearing more about some disease issues there as well.
You know, one of the things that happened this year, Keith, is farmers planted soybeans earlier than they ever have before. In Nebraska, I was talking to a farmer that said he bought up on the crop insurance for just a couple of bucks an acre so he could plant April 2nd with soybeans.
Huh.
That's a full month before we used to plant soybeans when I was a kid. We would wait until the 1st of May. Now we're a full month earlier, and when you change something that much, there are so many factors you have to look at. One of them that's creeping up on guys this year has been sudden death syndrome. When you plant early, seed lays in cold soils longer, and it gives time for that fungus to get into the plant.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, brought to us today by Farmers Union Insurance, I'm Keith Weinberg.